Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome back to the show. 919-410-7735. See, this is why I love y'all. Let me tell y'all, the folks, if you ain't watching on YouTube, go on youtube.com/C/Warren, WARRENDIDDY. Got a good chat going over there. It's a chat going on. But see, this is why I love y'all. I've been in the breaks, I'm talking about how bad my head is hurting. And I was like, I got caught up yesterday reading that stuff about Faith and Stevie J. Niecy, I want to thank you. You just helped me, Niecy. Niecy's like, that's why your head hurt. You right. I wasted brain cells on that. You right, Niecy. I need to go read an encyclopedia. Take this nonsense out of my head. You right. Putting that nonsense stuff. Man, I couldn't even. And I couldn't help myself. That's the bad thing about it. I literally was like, why am I reading this? I understand why people get addicted to this reality stuff. Because it is addictive. You'd be watching something, be like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You'd be like, what? Then they get to yelling and cussing. You'd be like, what? Can't turn it off. Man, they programming us. They programming the people. All around the world, they programming us. It's almost like the more foolishness you can create, the more attention you will get. And you know what? Honestly, Let me say this. I figured something out about media too, and about what's happening all around the world. These people who are doing these school shootings and stuff like that, they want to be infamous. They know if they do this, it's going to be all over the media and social media, so they become famous. And really, I would say Donald Trump is driving a lot of this because people realize that we're watching a reality show in the White House. The White House is a reality TV show. Everything in that White House is a reality TV show. I mean, really think about it, right? Every Friday or Saturday is the end of the week cliffhanger. Like, my mama used to watch Young and the Restless, right? On Friday show on the Young and the Restless, that's when all the stuff will be going on. And then the show will end, like, next week on the Young and the Restless. And be, oh, you got to watch next week, boy. That's the way the White House is right now. Everything that big goes down. Cohen, he has video and audio of the president. Dun, dun, dun. We found a female spy who's connected to Russia, who had contact with Obama administration and the Trump administration. Dun, dun, dun. And then CNN makes it even worse. Let me tell you why I hate CNN now. Everything they're reporting about is breaking damn news. Dun, 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 dun. CNN breaking news. President Obama just did a tweet. President Trump just tweeted from his bathroom. More in a moment. Dun, 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 dun. CNN breaking news. Melania Trump is mad that he tweeted while in the bathroom. Wash your hands, Donald. She was heard saying. Dun, dun, dun. Everything is breaking news. It's just like, man, look. You ain't supposed to be playing dun 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 every 2 minutes. I'm trying to walk out the door and I'm thinking it's some kind of emergency because I'm hearing dun 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 and you telling me about a tweet? That's the breaking news? My goodness, man. It's unbelievable what's going on in this country. It really is. It's unbelievable. But this is why I love Trump, y'all. I love Trump because he's making everybody be who they really are. I love him. Think about how many of you work with people and you found out their true identity. It was like they was Clark Kent and Superman. He's making everybody reveal themselves. You got people calling the cops on people opening up their own businesses, calling the cops on people for selling water and lemonade. This is why I love Trump, because he's making the truth. He's like the truth serum of America, because he's making everybody who was hiding come out and feel empowered. Think about, if you live in Georgia, think about this state representative. Did y'all see this with, what's his name, Sacha Baron? I love Sacha Baron. Love me some Sacha Baron, man. Did you see what he did? He has this new show on Showtime, right? Look, I watched it. Within the first 3 minutes of the show, my mouth was wide open. Because he had this state representative from Georgia on there talking about Chinese people. He was making fun of Chinese people. And he went from making fun of Chinese people to calling Muslims saying N-words to pulling down his pants and pushing his butt toward somebody and then talking about he was going to cut off somebody's genitals and put it in their mouth. Man, look, Borat had me crying. I was like, he didn't got this racist man to admit all the racism inside of him and he think he doing something. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then this is the other thing, all right? Now, let me say this. Anybody who listens to my show knows, you should know one thing about me. I love everybody. I love black people, white people, Asian people. Like, if you're a good person, that's all I care about. If you can do good business, that's all I care about. If you're humanitarian, that's all I care about. I'm not big into, you know, I don't even make the argument about racism anymore because it's inherently wrapped up in our society. So I love everybody. I think love is the only way that you can really defeat racism, classism, sexism, and everything else. Love people, be respectful to people, and treat them how you want to be treated. With that being said, you had this pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, Josh Hader, who during the All-Star game, it was revealed that he had these racist tweets. He said the N-word, he said he hated gay people and all this other stuff, and he did it when he was 17 years old. Now, I understand at 17, we do some stupid stuff. I do understand that. But I also understand at 17, you already know it's wrong to say things like that. But that's not my problem with what Josh Hader did. That's not my problem. All right. He's a pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. All right. My problem is this. When the black NFL players kneeled, everybody in America chastised them and said that they were going against the country and the flag and everything else. This man is all over Twitter, even though at 17, he's 24 now, or 23 now. So 6 or 7 years ago, he's all on Twitter calling people the N-word and talking about he hate gay people and all this other stuff. And he pitches for the first time last night in Milwaukee. He gets a standing ovation. That's my problem. My problem is you have people protesting for the injustices that's happening to poor people and people of color in this country dying senselessly. But he can say the N-word and I hate gay people and you're going to give him a standing ovation. You, this is okay. Well, he was 17. I don't understand. He was 17. Why are you going to hold a boy responsible for being 17 years old doing that? At 17, you know it's wrong. It's a derogatory word to use the N-word. At 17, you know it's wrong to call somebody gay and tell them you hate them because they're gay. I mean, this to me is way more egregious than somebody taking a knee at the national anthem because they want to protest the injustices that's happening to poor people and people of color in the country. It's unbelievable, man. And see, this is why I'm saying we got to reboot our thought process, right? Let's just think about this. If you're a humanitarian, think about how many people are walking around free who we know did something wrong. And not only free, millions of dollars in their pocket. George Zimmerman, the officer who killed Mike Brown. Go look at Strange Fruit for everybody who thinks Mike Brown did something wrong. Go look at that movie. See, we got to have an agenda. Rubber bullets. We got to have an agenda. Voting isn't enough. We come back. Let's talk a little business now. 919-410-7735. You listen to the WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right. 919-410-7735. Now, look, see, let me tell you about how everything in life is a business, right? This horrific story of this family dying on this duck boat, right? That was a business decision, man. It was a business decision. Because if you make the right decision there, everybody's fine. If that water is choppy, if you don't know how to swim, why are you getting on something like this without a life jacket on, at least? At least a life jacket. Look, I can swim. But even me, to this day, I'm not going to be the only person of color on a boat by myself with everybody else there, because it'd be just my look. Oh, he got into a riptide. No. My mama taught me common sense. It's just some stuff you got to make a business decision about. You got to be like, man, look, I really want to do that, but I can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. You gotta make a business decision. And this is what I'm talking about with the rebooting your thought process. Because, see, in that moment in time, they was just, hey, we're having fun. Let's go have fun. Not thinking about what's the possibilities if something happens. See, that's the thing about me that I've gotten to in my, and this is honest to God truth, my hand up to God. I've gotten to a different point as far as my thought process, even more than it used to be. Because now, when I'm thinking about different things I'm doing, I'm always thinking about, okay, how could this end in the end? Not what can happen right now. And that's with relationships, with business, with friendships, with amusement parks, anything you're doing, you got to think about, okay, what's the worst possibility here? And can I protect myself from the worst possibility? And see, you have to look at it like that. Even relationships, right? Sometimes the person is more valuable to you as somebody who's a confidant and a friend than somebody you having sex with. Because if you start having sex with them, the confidant and the friend part goes away. It just naturally does. Even if it's just, oh, we just hooking up, it still changes the dynamic of everything. And because it changes the dynamic of everything, you got to think about that. Do I want the dynamic to change? If I don't, then I probably shouldn't do this. It's a business decision. It's all about thinking about it like that. You have to think about, like, okay, what's the, you know, and honestly, it's something that we have to teach our kids. Like, hey, don't think about just what's happening right here. Think about what the worst case can be. It's the same reason I brought up the abortion question, right? Because to me, the abortion question is a business choice question. The business choice question is, if I have unprotected sex, I can get pregnant, or we can get pregnant, and now we're in this situation. I mean, those are the things you have to think about. Now, somebody said next time they go on a cruise, I see you, Pamela. Next time you go on a cruise, you're walking around with a life vest on. That's a little bit different. Because the probability of a boat that size drowning or crashing on a boat like that, the probability is probably one in over a million. A boat like that duck boat on those waters, that little bitty boat, the probability of something like that happening yesterday probably was like 1 in 100. It's probably 1 in 100. Because you have to think about, you got to think about. Let's see somebody. Oh, that's messed up. You can't be friends with people you have sex with. Yeah, you can be friends with them, but it's different categories of friends. It really is. You got some folks who, if it's just hooking up, having fun, y'all just hooking up, having fun. Once it's done, y'all go y'all separate ways. There's other folks, you're like, I want this person in my life. I want us to be friends. I don't want it to ever be awkward. I don't want it to ever be where it's an awkwardness there. So I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to touch it. I mean, and see, that's the thing that you have to think about, right? You have to think about it in that sense. Just like the cruise ship is much different than a duck boat, y'all. Much different. And Nisi, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about somebody being raped or molested or something like that. I'm talking about two individuals who want to have sex with each other. And if they have sex with each other and it's unprotected sex, one of the possible outcomes is that person can get pregnant. They can get pregnant. So you have to think about stuff in a business decision type of way. And I'm sorry, y'all, but looking at that lake and looking at that boat, I just, it's no way that I ever would have gotten on that boat. It wouldn't have happened. I'd have been like, no, we're not getting on that. We're not getting on that. Look at the water. See how choppy it is? This boat ain't got no, it's a duck boat. It has no surrounding around it. It got little rails around it. It's not a boat built for choppy water. Not getting on that. I mean, it's about thinking like that. Like, hey, that, you know, that don't make sense. And that's learning to reboot your thought process. That's what it really is. It's learning to reboot your thought process, because your thought process in that moment is you're on vacation, you want to have fun, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to do this. Got to rethink it. It's the same thing that happened with the Disney. Remember the little boy or the little girl got eaten by the alligator? The parents went down there where the alligators was at. They had big signs, alligators down here. Oh, let's go play in the water. What are you doing? You have to make the right business decisions. You don't go take your kids where the alligators are at. We're gonna go one real quick, go over here real quick and take a picture by the lake. Big signs, alligators, do not enter. It's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. But people got to reboot their thought process. You have to reboot your thought process. Big sign. How you going to see a big sign that say alligator and you going, well, we're going to run down here and take a quick picture. Don't worry about that sign. Man, look. You can't get mad at Disney when they got a big sign out there telling you. WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine. Coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Now, let me talk a little bit about business now. All right. And I want to talk about it from this position. Okay. It is opportunities all around us right now. It's just finding the right opportunity to make it pop when it's going to pop, right? Sometimes it takes a little longer. Sometimes it comes a little quicker, you know, but whatever you're doing, it's about understanding that it's about trying to invest a little to make something off of it. Now, couple of things going on right now as we speak. I'm working with my man Marvin, who got the Day Runner app. He's coming on the Bow Wakanda. We're doing a whole bunch of stuff behind the scenes that's going to be a big rollout real soon for the Bow Wakanda, which will help us roll out all the other websites that we started in the past, each one at a different step. So I brought Marvin in and his team, and so they're developing a whole bunch of stuff for us right now. Also, they're trying to put together a warehouse where anybody who's selling on the site will be able to put their stuff in the warehouse and then have it delivered in less than 2 hours anywhere in the country. So that's one of the things that we're doing business-wise on that. But it's other opportunities around us that we need to take advantage of. Now, I've been telling you guys about stock, and I want you to go to TD Ameritrade, get your own stock account, open it up, everything else, all right? But I want to tell you something else that's going on. Now, this is something you guys can do as individuals. We don't have to do this as a group. I want you to do this as individuals, okay? I want you right now on MSN.com, they got a list. They got a list of the top 10 cities that's being abandoned by America. You know what we should be trying to do with those top 10 cities, right? We need to be trying to buy property in those top 10 cities. Now, let me say this about whenever you buy something like this, like we got the property in Flint. You can't make them redevelop the land any quicker than what they're going to redevelop it. You just got to sit on it. It's when you buying a place that's redeveloping, it ain't a time frame. It really ain't. You just got to wait till they decide to pull the trigger to redevelop it. Now, Flint is a unique situation because it is clear that they're trying to get the people out of there. This is why they did with the water and everything else. And this is why the water bills are so high there that they're higher than their actual mortgages. And the water is actually causing people to have to leave Flint because of the water bills, not because of the mortgage or the bad water itself, but because of the bills that they're having to pay in usage of bad water. But if you go to MSN.com and you look at those cities where they're abandoning properties, you should be trying to buy some of that property, because that property right now is not going to be worth anything. But 5, 10, 15 years from now, that property might be worth a whole lot of money. It may be a whole lot of money. And if you don't believe that this happens this way, I'll give you some perfect examples of this, okay? If you look at Detroit right now and how it's coming back, it's booming. Downtown Detroit is growing at a rate so big that they don't even know what to do right now. Okay? Look at what's happening in Harlem. Look at what's happening in Chicago. Now, if you're from Chicago and you're listening to this show, if you are over 40 years old, you remember what 31st Street used to look like? You remember what 45th Street used to look like? You had the projects everywhere. You had the 31st Street Beach. It didn't look the way it looked today, do it? It looked completely different today. Completely different. When we was kids, if we would have known that that area was going to look the way it looked, how many of us would have been trying to get our parents to buy some property over there and just hold it? Just hold it. Because they're going to redevelop it. This is the whole thing that I'm trying to get you guys to understand. I'm trying to get you guys to understand this. It is completely just a matter of time. They're going to redevelop it, man. You just got to hold on. Look at Washington, D.C. I told people when the Washington Nationals built their park in Southeast D.C., all right, I was living in D.C. at the time. And I was like, look, do not sell your property over here in Southeast D.C. Hold it to the very end, because your property right now that they offering you $200,000 for is going to be worth millions of dollars in the next 10 years. Go over there right now and try to find a house. The average house over there is $1.8 million. The average one. And that was nothing but junkies, crackheads. That was like being on the west side of Chicago or the south side of Chicago. See, you have to, it's a long game. It's a long game when you're doing certain types of things. It's a long game, right? And see, it's all about looking at stuff from a logic-based point of view. I'll give you another example, right? So the documentary, HBCU documentary, Tradition. The documentary is basically done. I got a voice, like, I think like 10 more minutes of it, but it's basically, it's 10 minutes of editing, and it's one other story that just popped up that I'm going to try to get in the documentary itself before the documentary is done. Now, I could go get this documentary, print it up, start selling it. I can go get it on Netflix. It's $1,600 and they'll put it on Netflix, and then you get a percentage every time the thing is played on Netflix. The reason I haven't done any of that yet, it's a reason why I haven't done this, is because if I enter the movie in all these film festivals between August and February of next year, if it wins an award or if anybody likes it and it gets picked up and played in a movie theater, or if it gets picked up by HBO or Showtime, it makes 10 times as much as it would be if it was selling it on Netflix. So even on Netflix, if I put it on there now and it made $1 million, we could possibly be giving away $10 million because we rushed it. And so you have to look at stuff and say, well, let me try this way, because guess what? Even if nobody likes it, even nobody don't buy it, even if it doesn't get in there, I still can go fall back and put it on Netflix. I still can put it on Netflix. It's just do it now or do it later. Because see, what happens with these film festivals is this, and you guys can look this up. If you sell the movie prior to it being in any of these film festivals, you don't qualify for the film festival. They want movies that's never been sold. Because the purpose of the film festivals is for companies and corporations and other people to come in there and buy the movie to distribute it. And so it's all about understanding. It's all about understanding the process and understanding the game of how it works in order to get what we're trying to get. But it's also being patient. It's also being patient. Because in the end, if you can have that patience, we'll get where we're trying to go. It's just we got to let everything layer and build up, because we're trying to make the most we can off of it. Not just, hey, we're going to put this here and just whatever we get, we get. No, we gotta do this the right way so we can get everything out of it, so we can make the most out of it. Even with the book that I'm about to put out, right? One of the things I'm asking you guys to do is this. I'm asking you guys, I got to double check, but I think the price point of the book is going to be $10 or $12. But I'm going to ask every one of you guys to do me one huge favor, but you're going to get something out of the favor. I'm going to ask you guys to buy 10 books. But what I'm going to turn around and do is take the money I make off the book and throw something for y'all. I'm going to buy the hotel rooms, get the venue, get everything else. But we all can come together and really sit down and make an agenda for us. So you buying the book is for all of us. And I'm going to take that and set it out for y'all. And then we put the agenda together. Now, you buy the books, you buy 10 books, you give them to 9 other people, your beauty shop, your barber shop, wherever you go. Just tell them, hey, man, leave this book here. Let people read it. Because, see, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's literally about how can we build each other up. And see, to me, the way we do that is we all got to be there. So if I say, y'all buy this book, I'm paying for everybody's hotel room. You just got to get there. I mean, I think that's a pretty fair deal, right? I think that's a pretty fair deal, because I'm writing a book not to make money off of y'all. I'm writing a book because I'm trying to help. So if y'all gonna buy the book, let me do something for y'all. You're listening to the WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who's listening to the show. Tell your friends and family members about the show. Oh, before I go, you know what? Let me ask y'all, did y'all try the Wild Irish Rolls and Sprite this weekend? See, nobody hit me up talking about Warren, you was wrong. So I'm just going to assume those of you who tried it, y'all had a good time with it. That's all I'm going to assume for this moment. That you had a good time with the Wild Irish and the Sprite. Man, look, I'm telling y'all, that Wild Irish Rose, man, fellas, I'm telling you, that's that liquid Viagra. Ladies, hear me out now. You thank me. Give your man some of this. I'm telling you. Give your man some Wild Irish and some Sprite. Best 10 seconds of your life, girl. Boy, I tell you. Woo! That 10 seconds will wear you out. You be sitting there like, I need to smoke. Be on the side of the bed. Whew. Finally, a grown man up in here. Try that Wild Irish Rose, man. Try it, I'm telling you. Best 10 seconds of your life. Man, look. So, now see, let me tell y'all. See, the 10 seconds thing is a joke for me. Right? It's a personal joke for me. I'm going to go ahead and y'all want me to share with y'all the 10 second thing for y'all to understand why I be saying the best 10 seconds of your life. Because a lot of people don't understand why I'm really saying 10 seconds. Y'all think, oh man, when I be like, I ain't got nothing but 10 seconds for you. Y'all think, oh, that's so wrong. And I be like, nope, it's the best 10 seconds of your life, girl. It's the best 10 seconds of your life. Y'all just don't understand it. Look, y'all know it's always a deeper meaning with me when I'm doing something like this. It's always a deeper meaning with me. All right? Always a deeper meaning in me. Always. Try that roll. See, Queet down with the rolls. That's right, Queet. That's right. Down with the rolls. All right, so let me tell y'all what the 10-second thing is, really. All right? The 10-second thing isn't how long I'm going or a man is going. The 10-second thing is when the explosion occurs for you, ladies. That's why I keep saying it be the best 10 seconds of your life. Of your life. Not my life, your life. Why do you think I keep saying that? That's why I keep saying that. That's why I keep saying it that way. See, it's always a method in my madness. Method in my madness, y'all. See, it's a personal joke for me because I say that and everybody, Warren, you tripping. Nah, nobody want no 10 second, man. So it's funny to me because y'all making fun of me, which is fine with me. I'm all for, you know, y'all can laugh at me all you want. I'm fine with that. So, but to me, I always have little stuff throughout the show that is just, it's my personal little joke that I have just to see what y'all are thinking. Sometimes I put something out there like that just to see how y'all gonna think and how y'all gonna react about the situation. But it's all fun and games, all fun and games. But try that rose, I'm telling you. You drink some rose with some Sprite, it's going to taste like you drinking rosé. You're going to be like, oh, man, I'm drinking that rosé, baby. That rosé. So, let's close out the show like this, all right? We have to start thinking about all the investment opportunities that we have in not a short-term but a long-term thing. Because if we think about it in a long-term thing, eventually we will get what we're trying to get because eventually it will happen. This is why I gave you the examples of Southeast DC, Chicago, Harlem. Hell, even Atlanta. I remember Atlanta before the Olympics. Before the 96 Olympics happened downtown Atlanta, Atlanta was a hot mess. But then they start taking everybody land and cleaning everything up, and it looks completely different now. Even over there where the Mercedes-Benz dome is, they're going to redevelop that whole area over there because, you know what? They need hotels that's closer to it. So it's going to get redeveloped. We have to start thinking like, hey, we need to buy this and just sit on it. Buy it and hold it. Buy it and hold it. Ricky, I haven't had the guy on yet. He had to get clearance from his job, but he's coming on hopefully by the end of this week. So we have to understand that we have to look at this stuff in long-term form. But also, Ricky, what I'm going to do, in fact, I'm going to do it this week. One of the things that I'm going to try to knock out by Sunday is the credit book. Because, see, I can give you, I probably can write a book in 50 pages or less that will get your credit score up 100 to 150 points and show you how to turn it into a business line of credit. I can do that in 50 pages or less. See, I believe in giving you a book that is just short and to the point and it's step by step. So you ain't got to be sitting there guessing or reading a bunch of fluff stuff because they want the book to be 100, 200 pages long. Nah, man, let me give you something that you can use right away. Show you how to do it, and you can see results right away. That's what I'm going to do. So I will get the writing on that book started probably tomorrow. Since I'm coming in early to do the Chicago show, I probably will start doing that book probably tomorrow. If I start tomorrow, I should have it done. Realistically, if I'm not doing too much work, I can have it done by Friday. It just be editing it over the weekend and get that out to you guys as well. So what we got? Yeah. Okay. We got 1 minute. All right. So have the books ready for you guys. Let's start thinking about long-term stuff. Once the first book comes out, I'll set up and plan a trip for us to do Puerto Rico. And then based on the sales, you know, I'd be hopefully be able to buy a block of rooms and pay for everybody food and drink with the book sale. And then we all just come together and put an agenda together. It'd just be the cost of y'all getting there. I'm going to try to set it up where you ain't got to pay for food, drink or a hotel room. That's hopefully if we sell enough books, that's what I'll do. And we won't have to worry about nothing. If you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. May not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day. I love you with the love of Jesus. Not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim religion. I claim spirituality. But it's the greatest love I know. So I tell you, I love you with that love. I know some of you don't believe in Jesus Christ, but that's all right. We still brothers and sisters, and I still love you. I don't care if you believe or not. It's not for me to judge you. It's for me to love you. God willing, same truth by the time, same truth by the channels. Tomorrow, you've been listening to the WB.